I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A judge has put a temporary restraining order on Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. The law, which was just signed in by Governor Phil Bryant yesterday, bans most abortions after 15 weeks and only allows it in cases where the mother's life or major bodily function is at risk, or when the unborn fetus has an extreme abnormality that would not allow it to live outside the womb. The law does not allow any exceptions for cases of rape or incest. It is the most restrictive abortion law in the United States. Hours after the bill was signed, the state's only abortion clinic filed suit, saying a, quote, state may not ban abortion before viability. Viability is commonly placed around 24 weeks. A school shooting in Maryland today has left the shooter dead and two students injured. 17-year-old Austin Rowland shot a girl inside their high school and was then confronted with a school resource officer who doubles as a SWAT team member. During the confrontation, both the teen and the officer fired, and it's unclear whether the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound or from the officer's bullet. The female student is in critical condition, and another student, a 14-year-old boy, was also shot but is in stable condition. The motive behind the shooting isn't clear, however, evidence exists of a possible previous relationship between Rollins and the female victim. A package exploded at a FedEx shipping center near San Antonio, Texas, and investigators are looking into the possibility of it being related to the previous four bombings in Austin that have occurred since March 2nd. The explosion happened in the middle of the night and injured a worker, however, the injuries were not serious. The package had been sent from Austin and was set to be delivered to a home in Austin. Police closed off the area around the FedEx store they think sent the package to the distribution center. A few hours after the explosion, a suspicious package was reported outside of Austin's airport, but it's not known whether explosives were inside. Pope Francis will again be celebrating Holy Thursday Mass in a prison. He will also be washing the feet of 12 inmates. The Pope will be holding the Mass of the Lord's Supper at Rome's Regina Coeli prison. Before Mass, he will pay a visit to the prison's infirmary to see sick inmates, and afterwards will meet a number of prisoners from the protected section, which houses those that'd be in danger if they were in the general population and those convicted of sexual crimes. The Regina Coeli prison is a former convent that was built in the 1600s. Pope Francis has spent every Holy Thursday since starting his pontificate celebrating Mass at a place of suffering. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.